The Holy Gospel for the fifth Sunday in Lent is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered Jerusalem for the last time to celebrate the Passover festival. Hear Jesus' words about seeds planted in the ground turn the disaster of his death into the promise of a harvest in which everyone will be gathered. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today, the 21st of March, is the first full day of spring. I'm excited. Now, yesterday, actually, spring began at 4:14 a.m., so the wee hours of yesterday morning were still winter. And so, really, today is the first full day of spring. You know what that means, don't you? Some of those other things that also had the word spring associated with them. One of them we just had last Sunday, spring ahead, did that with our clocks. Not overly difficult to do. But there's another one that's a little tougher to do, at least for me. It's called spring cleaning. Today I'm going to be pretty bold here. I'm going to take you to my house. So first we're going to look at a door. There it is. I know it's there. Okay, this is downstairs, the lower level in my house. You'll see there's an open door on the left there. That's a guest bedroom. And when I look at that door, you know, really, it's a pretty nice door. It's a white panel door. It has oiled bronze lever handles. The trim is nice. Looks good. Now I'm going to be really bold. Let's open that door. Okay. Remember how I said that door looked really nice on the outside? This is the inside. Something happened. You'll notice in the corner, there's my wife's mom's piano. And that used to be the piano that my daughter practiced on. And to kind of get her in the mood for practice, you'll notice on the side there, close to the piano on that shelf, is a bust of Beethoven. To kind of get her in the mood. And then to the left of that, hanging on the wall, is a picture of a woman playing a piano in a drawing room. So it all kind of fits together. Or should I say, it used to kind of fit together. We bought another piano that we put upstairs, and after we bought that piano, then the piano downstairs didn't get played anymore. And then over time, when I told my daughter to clean her room, yeah, I cleaned it, Dad, and it looked pretty good. But I kind of wondered where the stuff went. That's where it went. This room is just full of stuff. It needs a good spring cleaning. Oh, let's shut the door again. Oh, looks better already. Yeah. We are now in the midst of Lent. Lent also means spring. The Latin word for Lent, lentare, means springtime of the soul. So it also has something to do with us. Today, you and I are called to get to the heart of the matter. Open the door. See what's really behind the facade. You and I are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We confess that all the time. We put a good front in place to the world, but it's not the reality. Today, the psalmist in Psalm 51 says these words, "Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my wickedness." Hide your face. Shut the door. I don't want you to see me. But that next verse has so much there. "Create in me a clean heart, O God." That's what you and I do in Lent. We pray that God would clean our heart, that God would get to our very core, that God would do what God says. In Jeremiah today, we hear the words, "I'm going to make a new covenant with you. It won't be like the old one. I make this new one." And it closes with, "And I will forget your iniquity and remember your sins no more." What a gift. We have a God who comes and cleanses our hearts in spite of ourselves. That's a gift. So we thank God today for the words of the psalmist there. "Create in me a clean heart, O God." God does do that through Christ. But there's the rest of that verse. And maybe that's even more the point of the verse. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Renew a right spirit within me. That's where we are in Lent. We are to renew our spirit so that we start looking at the world in a different way, experiencing life in a different way. And our gospel today
We hear that phrase, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Do you see Jesus today? Do I? I think it's getting hard to see Jesus today. We live in a world that's pretty dark. Oftentimes, there's not much light there. We live in a world where there's a lot of despair. Don't encounter a lot of hope. Live in a world filled with hate, hard to see love. Live in a world of self-centeredness, hard to see compassion. Where do we see Jesus? Well, today we see Jesus as a single seed going into the ground to be buried, to take on all our sin. But from that point of burial, new life will grow. That's what happens when we have our spirits renewed. We start seeing Jesus. We see Jesus in different places where we encounter a smile, where we see helping hands, where we see people who are hopeful, where we encounter love, where people have joy and laugh, all of those things, Jesus is seen. And so today, as we move closer now to the end of Lent, look at ways to renew your spirit. Look at ways to see Jesus at work in the world. And in so doing, be renewed. I've got to get at that room. It really needs help. But I'm thankful to this God who comes today and cleans my heart, washes me in newness, and then, as with you, calls us to see the world in a different way. See it as people who are renewed in spirit, hopeful, filled with love, joy, peace, all of those gifts that Christ wishes to share with creation. And so today, in your spring cleaning, think about your heart and how God washes it, cleanses it, renews it in Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.